FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, happy Monday.
Well, happy Monday to you.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It is, particularly since we're celebrating probably one of the greatest achievements of American technology and bravery, the trip to the moon.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I enjoyed watching that this weekend. I remember as a young child watching that. I believe I have a memory of watching it on a black and white television in my living room. I mean, I watched this weekend. C-SPAN kept playing the full broadcast from the touchdown that day on the moon, and it was really something to listen to, and listen to Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley and all those old names from broadcasting history talk about that and deal with it, and it was fascinating to watch.
Well, it was. I actually was on the mall Saturday night because the Smithsonian put together this movie, and if you can believe this, they projected it onto the Washington Monument, which, as you know, is very tall, and they projected basically a movie of Apollo 11 taking off at Cape Canaveral on the Washington Monument. It was really something.
Yeah, as I watched it, I thought to myself, I know there's talk about going back to the moon. One of the articles I read this morning focused on what we left behind. What does the Apollo 11 landing site look like today? And basically described it as a junk heap because they had to leave some stuff behind, and they wonder what aliens would think if they landed there and found all the stuff we left behind on the moon.
Well, I think we need to go back, build a base, and then head on out to Mars.
Oh, there you go. Maybe that'll happen next, and maybe we can send all the people who want to bring Bob Mueller back to the Hill on that mission to Mars.
What an enormous waste of time. You know, the Democrats are bringing him back, hoping that they're going to get some kind of surge, which they didn't get when the report was released, the written report of his Office of Special Counsel, and now they think they're going to get it out of this hearing, and I suspect they're going to be disappointed.
Well, listen to Jerry Nadler from this weekend with Chris Wallace, and I don't know why Chris let him get away with this, but go to cut 18, please.
You've read the 448-page report. Do you believe the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, the marker for impeachment by the House?
I think there is very substantial, the report presents very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and we have to let Mueller present those facts to the American people, and then see where we go from there, because the administration must be held accountable, and no president can be above the law.
If the Mueller report is Bob Mueller's testimony, and they have the 448-page report in hand, why aren't they hammering for impeachment?
Well, I think because they understand that what Nadler said is just untrue.
Right.
And there are enough Democrats out there to realize that they're afraid that if they go forward with impeachment, they'll be hurt politically at the polls. And you saw that, a week ago when Al Green, the Democratic congressman from Texas, tried to get an impeachment resolution onto the floor, and he went down in a major defeat with many, many Democrats voting against him.
Yeah, but it was surprisingly 100 voting with him almost. That surprised me.
Yeah, well, it surprised me too, but it just shows that there are a lot of apparent extremists in the House of Representatives these days.
Yeah, much ado about nothing in that case, that's for sure. Hans, listen, always great having you on. Have a great Monday.
Sure, thanks for having me.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and at H. von Spakovsky on Twitter. Worth a follow, trust me.
Get more at 971talk.com.